This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And it's another Sabbath day, glad to be here, glad to be with those who are sanctified. The teaching is holiness, the teaching is keeping me, and the teaching has kept all those before me because it is the Word of God. And I'm just happy to be here and to be taught by such a great one, teaching us, keeping us together, the Shepherd of God. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We're going to talk about doing things that's pleasing to God today. Before we get into that, choir, obey. Beautiful. Please God, let's obey the word. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy yes. for the stand and the work they've done. And we're continuing steadfast yes. in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Yes. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 1. Striving to do the things that's well-pleasing in God's sight. That's what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And that's what's being done anywhere. Anyone is striving to live for God. They are keeping his commandments. Doing those things which are pleasing in his sight. And I thought to bring out this thought, why not get Jesus? He's our example. Everybody was crying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, he came just like you and I, and he did the things that were pleasing to God. But it's very interesting how he did it, and we're going to follow how he did that. 1 Corinthians 10 and 1, what does it say, Deacon?
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all were passed through the sea.
All passed, not all, were.
And all passed through the sea.
Through the sea. Mm-hmm. And what?
And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
And what?
And did all eat the same spiritual meat.
That's a beautiful thing. They all passed through the see, they all were under the cloud and they all ate spiritual meat. It don't mean they understood it was spiritual. We're eating spiritual meat today. And when we present it to the people, they don't know what we got. What is this? When the Lord came, he was speaking to them spiritual. And they didn't even know his doctrine. But they had the word. They didn't realize it's spiritual. The courts have our word today, have God's word, the 10 precepts. But they don't have a spiritual understanding. This is why in the days of old, the forefathers were being treated unfairly by those that were under the cloud. They had slaves, but they didn't understand the word. And they really didn't have a heart to live for God. If they did, God would have opened up their understanding, showing them slavery is not right. But there's nothing wrong with having a servant, because our forefathers were servants in Egypt, but they had bondage put on them they could not handle. That's not right. But God don't put his people in bondage. But there's nothing wrong with having service. We are servants today. We work for people. And sometimes these people are using these laws and ordinances today to put people in bondage. It's wrong. Read.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink.
What?
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
They didn't know that then. And many today, so-called Christians, don't know rock. They followed back then, it was Christ. So they had nothing, no different than what we got. Christ was with them, and he's with us today. If you're keeping God's commandments, because that's the word. And if you're preaching about the word without the commandments, you're only talking about God and you're speaking bits and pieces of God. You don't know God. To know God, you must be a doer of his word.
That's right.
Because the scripture says, he that keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. And if you know him, it's because you keep his commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But what?
But with many of them, God was not.
So it's not about everyone. Many, but not all. And this is what the devil uses today, try to lump everybody together in one bag. It's not like that. It's an individual walk. Isn't that beautiful? There's a song wrote about it. Deacon Dale wrote it. Individual. Isn't that beautiful? The scripture tells you the same thing. It's an individual. Though you walk hand in hand, you're yet individual. You can die in the same earthquake, the same tornado, but it's an individual sentence. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Beautiful.
Many of them, God was not well pleased. Why?
For they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Let's go to Luke 2 and 16. Wilderness is the world. Mm-hmm. And we're in this world to do one thing. Once you begin to live for God, that's to please God. Isn't that beautiful? We're here to please God. And in pleasing God, we'll be loving God. And if we love God and please God, God has a reward for us. Isn't that beautiful? Eternal life is what we're all striving for. Isn't that right? Thank God. Luke 2 and 16, what does it say?
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
This is when he came into this world and the shepherds were getting their guidance from the angels. The angels are spirits and the angels are yet God's anointed. Read.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
What's concerning this child? This child, this is God. God was a cloud, was in a cloud. God was fire. God can be anything. It's still God. But you don't say, because God used a rooster, that rooster is holy. The rooster crowed, that's God. The ass spoke, that's God. It's holy. No, it's not. God can be anything. Because he's anything, don't make it holy. Holy is a living. Holiness is a consciousness of what you're doing for God. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
What?
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Now she was pondering. Just think about it. Showing you the mindset of man, because sometimes it takes man a long time to get things. She was told what was going to happen to her. She knew this. But when the angel said what they said, she pondered, like, really? But remember, she was told this. Many times we're told many things we come in here, and weeks later, years later, like, you never heard it before. That's the nature of man. That's why God said, talk about it when you get up. Talk about when you lay down. Keep it constantly in your heart. She pondered it. Don't mean she didn't believe it, but she was putting things together. Read.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told.
They were glorifying God because the Spirit made known to them revelation. What's happening? It's the same thing today. God's shepherd are being made known what the Father's doing. We're here to believe it. Isn't that beautiful? And they're telling those that God sent them to. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read the 22nd verse. What does it say?
And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? The Lord was being presented to the Lord. But the difference was that Lord that was being presented to the Lord, that Lord wasn't saved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That babe wasn't saved. What am I talking about? What's the next verse say?
As it is written.
Now this is what's written.
Yes.
What?
As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that
opens. Not just Jesus. Every male. Yes. What?
Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy.
To are they going to be holy? They just called holy because God claimed it.
Yes.
That child wasn't holy.
All right.
But he was called holy, just like all the firstborn, mm-hmm. everyone before that. That's the law.
Right. Yes. So,
he was born perfect. No, he wasn't.
Go ahead, Pastor.
He was born in sin. But it was yet God. God can be anything he wanted. He can be a rock, and he is a rock.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the 40th verse. What does it say?
40 says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom.
Now, wait a minute. There's many people got strong spirits, and there's many people out here got wisdom. I believe Einstein was one of them, wasn't he?
Yes.
So a whole lot of people got wisdom. As if like he was the only one who had it. But he had wisdom. That was his gift. He had wisdom. And his spirit was strong. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. And the grace of God was upon him.
Now wait, why was the grace of God upon him? Showing mercy to Father and their children's children. Because Mary was saved. That's why grace was upon him. Because his parents was living for God. That's why the grace was there. He hadn't earned anything. But it was there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's read a little further.
Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast.
Doing everything that's normal. This pleases God. They were pleasing God. They were observing the feast, the Passover. They're doing everything according to what was written. As long as we do everything that's written, we're pleasing God. It's got to be according to what's written. And if you don't understand what's written, write and divide and get understanding. And all thy getting, get an understanding. Is that what it says? Mm-hmm. Read.
And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And
now,
Joseph. Yes, my sir.
46 verse says what?
46, yes. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions.
Hearing and asking questions. How many times we have our children, when we're talking about God, sit around and ask us questions?
No.
Most of the time when we talk about God, they get up and walk out of there. They separate themselves. But he was right in the midst of them. He was enjoying this because that's who he was. He loved the scripture.
Yes.
He hadn't given his heart yet, but he loved the scripture. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
What?
And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us?
What?
Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing.
Why are you acting like this? What did he say?
And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?
That's just zeal. That's all that is. Zeal. And he had it.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? He wasn't saved. I said things like that when I was young. I want to be saved. And God this and God. Didn't know God.
Yes.
Many of us did say things like that. Knew one day maybe we get saved. Maybe some didn't.
Yes.
Just because you never said so, well, I guess I ain't going to never be. I never talk like that. That don't mean anything. Everybody comes differently.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read the 46th verse. What does it say?
46.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Let's read. Just read down to 52. Read on down.
And they understood not the saying which he spake.
But why didn't they understand it? I must be about the Father's business when he was of the Father. If it wasn't for the Father, she would have been pregnant. He told them, said, you're going to be conceived. And that which, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But she had actually know what's going on. And Joseph didn't say anything. Read.
And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them.
Isn't that beautiful?
But
being
mother,
subject mm-hmm. to your parent.
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
Yes.
God is the parent. And God got a body you should be submissive to.
Mm-hmm.
How is she going to prove you love God? How can you say you love God who you can't see when you don't love God whom you do see in the body you do see? It don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart.
She never bought. She never balked it, mm-hmm. but she kept the sayings, mm-hmm. trying to put it all together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and
he increased because he was subject to them.
Yes.
He increased in stature. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing. When you were a child up under your parent, if you do what's told you, you increase in knowledge. When you don't, you become dumber. Next thing you know, you're out with the dummies in the street or the dummies in jail.
Yes.
But when you're submissive to knowledge, you increase in a way that's pleasing to God. God wants to see everybody obey your parents. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not saved, that's your blessing.
Yes.
You increase when you're submissive to your parents. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read the 3rd and 2nd chapter. 3 and 2. What is it right there?
Yes. Ananias and
Annas and Caiaphas.
Yes. Being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness.
So wait a minute. Why did it come to Annas and Caiaphas?
Annas.
They were priests. They weren't in God's plan. They were just churchgoers. That's all they were. We don't want to just be churchgoers. They were not pleasing to God. But John was.
Mm-hmm.
The word came to him. Read.
And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin.
Now, that's what John's job was. He said, I'm not he that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to baptize you with water. But there's one coming mightier than I. But his job was to baptize those unto God. Now, just think about it. Anytime you come to God to be baptized, you're coming to be saved. You don't come to church and say, you're having a baptism, you get baptized. What you coming for? I just want to be baptized today. You don't have to have, you don't have to say baptism of repentance. When you're baptized, mean you're repenting, you want to be saved. If you're already saved, why would you come to a baptism if you're already saved? And if you haven't been baptized, you're not saved unless you give your heart unto the one that you're following, right? But the baptism is coming. The natural baptism. But what's more important is the spiritual baptism, because that's what's baptized. The word that's bringing you, that's going to baptize you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
As it is written in the book of the words of Esaias, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
What?
Make his path straight.
Make his path straight. Now, wait a minute. So the Lord had to be prepared like anybody else. Not just those that were coming, but he came because he needed to be prepared too. He wasn't saved. He was close to 30 years old. You know what he was? He was just a churchgoer that was religious. Mm-hmm. And he understood scripture. He did.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
We'll get into it. Read the seventh verse.
Yes. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
What?
Bring forth therefore fruits worthy
of
repentance.
So in other words, if you come into the baptism, come with the right heart. No come saying, well, I don't really need the baptism, I'm just coming anyway. John, I've been going to church longer than you. I've been going just as long as you have. He didn't come with that. But that's what he was doing. He was baptizing those that were repenting of their sins. That's what that baptism was for. If you had no sin, what you coming for? Well, I was just coming to be saved. Well, every man is born in sin. If you ain't got no sin, you're already saved. What you coming for? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's reason. Because that's what his baptism was for.
Yes.
Read.
And begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these
stones. Other words, sometimes we should be bringing forth repentance. And you might be saying, well, I've done that already. Mm-hmm. Don't make excuses that Abraham is your father. Don't make excuses saying you've done this, you've done that. You haven't. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Let's not just do eye service.
Yes.
Read.
Abel of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
What?
And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
What did he say?
And the people ask him, saying, what shall we
do? Now, what shall we do? Because they want to please God. If you want to please God, what should we do, Pastor? What should I do in order to get right? What did he say?
He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that
all he's saying, now let's show love.
That's beautiful.
Whoever asked him that, that's what they needed.
Right.
They were stingy with their goods. He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. Mm-hmm. What?
And he that hath meat, let him do likewise.
Let's do the same thing likewise. You got plenty of meat, give someone that don't have it, if you know of it. Right? He didn't say go out there feeding the public. He's talking about feeding those that are with you in God. Read.
Then came also publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what are we
going
to
do? Mm-hmm. But they come to be baptized because they weren't saved. They wanted to be saved. And they were being baptized unto repentance. Read.
Yes. And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you.
In other words, you publicans, don't extort people. Mm-hmm. That's what the IRS do a lot of times. They come and try to intimidate you. Well, if you don't pay this, I'm going to take all of this. They do all kinds of stuff because they got power. Not that they get anything out of it personally, but some people feed off of that. They feed off of other people's misfortunes. Good word. Read.
Yes, Pastor. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man.
Now, wait a minute. He didn't tell them to get out of the army.
No.
That's common reasoning. God was four armies. David was an army. What he's saying is don't act upon anyone without a cause. That's all he's saying. Because if you're in the army and you do violence, you're doing violence to a nation, not an individual. You're fighting against a nation. That's what David did. And that Goliath, even though he slayed him, it was the nation of the Philistines he was after. It was all right, even in the army. Now, you, with the knowledge you have today, why would you join the army if you can't observe the Sabbath? But back in those days, all they had was a Sabbath, and they did observe it. But he was telling them how to be good soldiers. Don't do violence to people. In other words, don't pick on people and start stuff. That's what he's talking about, without a cause. Read.
Neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages.
That's the problem. Sometimes we're not content with what God has given us. If God has given you just to bring the water, be content with that, with your wages. We all get the same penny. That's pleasing to God. If you only come and just stack up the instruments, do that and do it with joy, with the right spirit. God is pleased with that. Not looking out trying to be something you're not, God. Be content with the wages God gave you. What if the wages God give us? Promise of eternal, that's it. He didn't promise us we're going to do anything, but that was our wages to live for him. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the 21st verse. What does it say?
Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened.
Now, wait a minute. Why was he being baptized if he was saved already? What was the point of being baptized?
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Since you don't want to touch repentance, but that's what that was. The whole baptism was a baptism of repentance. Why would you go there if you ain't got to repent for?
Go ahead.
Now, before this happened, you can't find nowhere where God said, this is my beloved son, because he wasn't no son until then. After John baptized, he gave his heart to God and repented. Now he's a son. Let's go to 3. Luke 3 and, did we read that, 3 and 2? We did.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 1 and 32. Let's go there. These are the things that's pleasing to God, that we do things decent and in order. And the things that please God. Coming the right way. Isn't that beautiful? St. John.
Yes.
1 and 32. What does it say?
And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon
him. I'm a witness, he said, that I saw the Spirit descending. The Spirit was ascending. What it says? Descending from heaven like a dove.
Like a dove. Yes.
That wasn't holy. But that was the Spirit.
The Spirit, yes.
Came like a dove. Read.
Yes. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, wait a minute. Those that were there could have believed that or not. But he was only letting them know what God showed him, because he didn't know him. I knew him not, but the one that the dove remains on, that's the one going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, because that's God. Only God can baptize the Holy Ghost. If God gives us anointing to do it, it's God that's doing it, not the anointing, it's God. He's only using an instrument. That's all he's doing. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God.
That this is the Son of God. Luke 3 and 22. Let's go there. We're going to take our time. We don't be hurry. 3 and 22.
Yes. And what the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased.
What?
Yes. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age.
30 years of age. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
When this happened.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes, please.
To Luke 4 and 1. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. And Jesus being full of the Holy
Ghost.
Now,
wait a minute. The Holy Ghost was upon him Once he repented and was baptized, God claimed him as a son. Mm-hmm. Now the Holy Ghost is coming upon him to do one thing, give him a charge to preach, because he wasn't preaching before then. No. 4:1?
Yes. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
So he came from John, full of the Holy Ghost, because the dove had landed upon him. Mm-hmm. Landed upon and stayed upon him.
Yes.
Now he was already saved when he gave his heart to God, when he was baptized. Quick work, did it just like that.
All right.
Same thing with you and I. But you and I, we come in here many times, we don't know scripture. So how God going to use you to preach? But he knew scripture. And I'm going to tell you why he knew scripture, because he grew up religiously quoting it, listening to it. He told you what he did. He knew the scripture. I don't care how much you know scripture. If you ain't got no heart to live for God, you ain't saved. Most of these church schools, they know scripture from a child. They grow up in these churches. They know scripture better than you and I. It don't make you saved. You're just a religious person going to church. You're not saved unless you put it in action.
Correct.
That beautiful to know that?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing.
Didn't eat anything. Mm-hmm. Don't mean he wasn't hungry.
All right, Pastor.
At times, but he didn't eat anything. Mm-hmm. What?
And when they were ended, he afterward hungered.
He hungered afterwards. Because mm-hmm. when you're going through things and you're trying to accomplish things, your mind really is not on food.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, it's on there a lot, especially when you're not really going through anything of note. This is of note.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Because he was being prepared to go to the people.
Yes,
40 days. Read.
And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to teach the people and you ain't been proven. He's been proven. But scripture, prove your own selves, whether you be in the faith or not. Check your record. You prove your own self. He must have proved himself because he was straight away with the wilderness. Where's that devil? And he didn't have to go out there, but it's just giving you a parable. Read.
And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. He brought the scripture. Not talking foolishness. Bring the scripture to bring out your point. When you're dealing with the devil, you got to bring scripture. He had it. That's what he fought with. It wasn't nothing carnal. Read.
Yes. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms
of the
world.
Now, wait a minute. So you think, anybody here think you better than Jesus? You can sit right in here and your mind be in China thinking you something you not. The enemy can bring anything to your mind and put you in a trance, because that's what he was in, a trance. Even though he was in a trance, he didn't leave God. He stayed with the scripture.
Right.
He listened to the devil and put the right scripture on him.
That's beautiful.
How many got that kind of power? When the enemy come, put the devil on him. I mean, put God on the devil.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
how many
Lord.
Got that kind of power to do that?
All right,
he had it.
Mm-hmm.
And God's anointing got the same power today.
Right.
You should be able to put the enemy in his place.
Right.
When you say God sent you, he shouldn't have more power than you. Read.
Yes. Showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee,
mm-hmm.
and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give.
And to whomsoever I will.
I give it. Yes.
Now God didn't show that kind of power, how that devil hit that power, but he brought him out through Jesus.
Yes.
He's the one giving the power to all these kingdoms. It's the devil, not God.
Right.
Read the 8th verse. What does it say?
And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written.
There it is. What's written again? What?
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Isn't that beautiful? In other words, all you're presenting to me. And that's the way you and I have to be. Oh, you know what? You are usher. Nobody told me that. No. God's anointing didn't tell me I'm an usher. That's what you got to tell the devil. This is foolishness. Put the scripture on it. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read the 9th verse. You read that?
No, Pastor.
And he.
he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.